There's not just a pair of gates, neither. There's six pairs, and nice little courtyards between 'em for the guards to have a squint at you and see if you's a wrong 'un. And drawbridges, and spiky ceilings that drop down if someone doesn't like the look of you. Try opening that lot with soapy hands.
I'm afraid the sergeant has a point, Perks, said Blouse, sadly.
Well, supposing a couple of women managed to knock out a few guards, sir, they could let us in through their little door, said Polly. We might even be able to capture the commander of the fort, sir. I bet there's plenty of women in the keep, sir, in the kitchens and so on. They could open doors for us.
Oh, come on, Perks, Jackram began.
No, Sergeant, wait, said Blouse. Astonishingly enough, Perks, in your boyish enthusiasm you have, although you haven't realised it, given me a very interesting idea.
Have I, sir? Said Polly, who in her boyish enthusiasm had considered trying to tattoo the idea on Blouse's head. For someone so clever, he really was slow.
Indeed you have, Perks, said Blouse, because, of course, we only need one washerwoman to get us inside, do we not?
The quotes sounded promising.
Well, yes, sir, said Polly. And if one, as it were, thinks outside of the box, the woman does not in fact need to be a woman.
Blouse beamed. Polly allowed her brow to wrinkle in honest puzzlement.
Doesn't she, sir? She said. I don't think I quite understand, sir. I am perplexed, sir.
She could be a man, Perks,
said Blouse, almost exploding with delight.
One of us, in disguise.
Polly breathed a sigh of relief. Sergeant Jackram laughed.
Bless you, sir, dressing up as a washerwoman is for getting out of places, military rules.
If a man gets inside, he could disable any guards near the door, spy out the situation from a military perspective, and let the rest of the troops in, said Blouse.
If this was done at night, men, we could be holding key positions by the morning.
But these aren't men, sir, said Jackram.
Polly turned. The sergeant was looking right at her, right through her.
Oh, darn, I mean damn, he knows.
I beg your pardon?
They are my little lads, sir, Jackram went on, winking at Polly. Keen lads, full of mustard, but they ain't ones for cutting throats and stabbing hearts. They signed out to be pikemen in the press, sir, in a proper army. You are my little lads, I says to 'em when I signed 'em up, and I will look after you. I can't stand by and let you take 'em to certain death.
It's my decision to make, Sergeant, said Blouse. We are at the hinge of destiny. Who, in the pinch, is not ready to lay down his life for his country?
In a proper stand-up fight, sir, not getting beaten over the head by a bunch of nasty men for creeping around their fort. You know I've never been one for spies and hiding your colours, sir, never.
Sergeant, we have no choice. We must take advantage of the tide of fortune.
I know about tides, sir. They leave little fish gasping. The sergeant stood up, fists clenching.
Your concern for your men does you credit, Sergeant, but it falls to us.
A famous last stand, sir, said Jackram.
He spat expertly into the fire of the tumble-down hearth.
To hell with them, sir. That's just a way of dying famous.
Sergeant, your insubordination is getting...
I'll go, said Polly quietly. Both men stopped, turned, and stared.
I'll go, Polly repeated louder. Someone ought to.
Don't be daft, Perks, snapped Jackram. You don't know what's in there. You don't know what guards are waiting just inside the door. You don't know...
I'll find out then, Sarge, won't I? Said Polly, smiling desperately. Maybe I can get to somewhere where you can see and send signals, or...
On this issue, at least, the sergeant and I are of one mind, Perks, said Blouse. Really, Private, it would simply not work.
Oh, you're brave, certainly, but what makes you think you stand a chance of passing yourself off as a woman?
Well, sir, what?
Your keenness will not go unrecorded, Perks, said Blouse, smiling.
But, you know, a good officer keeps an eye on his men, and I have to say that I've noticed in you, in all of you, little habits. Perfectly normal, nothing to worry about, like the occasional deep exploration of a nostril, maybe, and a tendency to grin after passing wind, a natural boyish inclination to scratch yourselves in public, that sort of thing. These are the kind of little details that would give you away in a trice and tell any observer that you were a man in women's clothing, believe me.
I'm
sure I could pull it off, sir," said Polly weakly. She could sense Jackram's eyes on her,